And now on Money News, Life and Technology with Charlie Brown. Thanks to Harvey Norman. Tablets, laptops, cameras, phones. Shop with confidence at Harvey Norman.
Yeah, welcome back to Money News. Good to have Charlie Brown on the program. As always, talking life and technology. Good evening, Charlie.
Good evening, Roscoe. How are you, mate?
Good, good, good. Listen, I want to talk to about something that's popped up in just the last couple of days. This is the big four banks in Australia. So the Commonwealth, Westpac, the ANZ, National Australia Bank, with suggestions that they've been attacked by what's called malware. For starters, what is malware?
Malware is malicious software. It's short for malicious software. What it means is it basically looks like a duck, but it's not a duck, if you know what I mean. All right, so it looks like a legitimate piece of software, but it does something completely different. Now, this malware attack is actually bigger than the four banks of Australia. It's bigger than Australia at all. In fact, it's affecting about 50 different bank apps around the world, with a bunch of them being centered in Australia, because we seem to be the targets of this kind of cyber crime stuff. What it is a it's a malicious piece of software, and it looks like a flash player. Now, flash is a type of video file that you might watch on your phone or your tablet or your PC, and it's been used a lot on the internet by people's websites to show video content. So you think you're downloading a flash player application, but once it's on your phone, it's actually much worse than that. It sits on your phone, it looks at the app that you are running, the bank app that you are running, and so, for example, just say you're a Commonwealth Bank customer, it looks at your CommBank app. And it then, the next time you open that app, when you on the screen where it has your username and password that you would punch in, it pops up its own little screen above that. So you think you're punching in your username and password into your bank app, but you're punching it into the malicious software app, and it's sending that across to the cyber criminal. Now, what they have done when they get that
information. And how do you know? Do you know that this is happening? Do you know that this?
You don't actually know it's happening, Roscoe. Here's the thing. And I'll tell you in a minute how you can avoid this happening, all right? I'll get to that in just a sec. But you think you're logging into your own net bank or whatever it is. But what you're actually doing is sending the cyber crim the information. What they then do once they've got your username and password, they log onto your account. They then set them up as a in your pay someone section. With their name and their bank account name and their BSB and their account number, they put all that in there, and then they say then they have to be authenticated. So the banking service sends your phone an SMS with the authentication code.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. This is that two-factor authentication. So your phone gets the SMS, but the malicious software is intercepting the SMSs as well, so they can read them.
Oh,
so
Lordy.
The authentication code, then they can start transferring money out of your account, and all you can see is your balance dropping and dropping, and you've got a serious issue.
No, so whose problem is this? Is this the bank's problem or my problem?
This is your problem, but I'm sure that if you talk to the bank, at the end of the day, it's a breach of the security around the bank, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure what the banks are going to say. I think they handle this stuff case by case. Usually what we've seen is that if you're scammed via your online banking or banking app, they refund you the money, but it's not quite that simple.
Ooh, it never is quite that simple when it comes to banks, but of course, it is ultimately their software, so that's the interesting part about it as well. Yeah. Charlie Brown talks life and technology here on Money News, and that is a sensational subject. Just one final one, Charlie. How do you prevent yourself from getting this malware?
So this only happens when you download this Flash Player from the internet. So if you're going to download your apps from the Google Play Store or the Samsung Store, if you've got a Samsung phone, it's only on Android handsets that we've seen this so far. But if you download from those legitimate app stores, the app is not placed in there because it's identified as being malicious software. But just say you're on Facebook, or just say you're on a website and it says, hey, download this great Flash Player. It's really good. And you go, you know what? I'll download that. I'll put that on my phone. Not a good idea.
It's going to be interesting. Charlie Brown, always great to have a chat to you here on the program. And we will speak to you next Thursday evening.